Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The hour you are tuned in and turned on. How about that? To the daily meditation on the air, which is called the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen. The vaccine line. Where are you in the vaccine line? Victoria has had some time studying the list of the first allotments of the vaccine. So, of course, it's not going to be enough for everybody at first. The states are going to be the ones that will decide when you get your shot. So have you looked at Pfizer vaccines out this week? And the doctors and that sort of the group in the first line are going to start getting them later this week. Let's see, I think it's Friday, if I'm not mistaken. But what are the various criteria, Victoria? What do you see in here? And what should people expect? Are they going to see where is there a place online they can go for the official vaccine calculator or where they are in line?
Well, it's not an official. Yeah, we don't know anything officially yet. Each state is working on, you know, how to handle this. But if you just search NYT vaccine calculator, it's the New York Times calculator. It pops up. They did this in conjunction with several different laboratories around the country, and they came up with kind of an overall plan. So the first thing it asks you is how old you are, what county do you live in, and then it says, are you a healthcare worker, essential worker, first responder, teacher, or none of these? And then, do you have COVID-related health risks? That includes an increased risk of dying from COVID if you have heart disease, cancer, diabetes, obesity, or an other immunocompromised condition. So you can check that box if you do. And then just hit submit, and then it will tell you where you are, essentially, how many other people are ahead
of
you.
Does it tell you where to go? Do you bring something to the local drugstore? I mean, that's the question.
Nobody knows any of that stuff yet. That has not been on a federal level. That has not come out from the task force. Look, we don't know what that schedule will be. This is just when the vaccine starts rolling out. This is kind of a calculation of how many people are ahead of you. And so it just gives you an idea of how long you may have to wait before getting one. The other thing is, in New Jersey, our governor gave the update over the weekend of where the Pfizer vaccine will go. And I think it's five different hospitals who are equipped with the, it's called Arctic Sub-Zero freezers, which is what you need. So there are five hospitals in New Jersey. None of them are near me. So I'm also wondering, how do you have to drive far away to the hospital? Like, the accessibility of the vaccine, the Pfizer one specifically, because it requires that refrigeration, that's going to be kind of a complication, I'm assuming. The Moderna one should be, now, I don't know. The other thing that I read over the weekend is we had been promised, you know, millions and millions of doses, and it's going to be about a tenth of that of what's actually available. So we have a long way to go. The vaccine is a wonderful thing that's the light at the end of the tunnel. It seems to be very effective in people who've tried it. But, you know, we can't let up on the face masks and the social distancing. Don't go in someone else's house. That's another thing that the CDC they've come out with some very strong language now saying you really should not, you do not belong indoors at anyone else's house without a mask on. So that's where we are for going through
holiday shopping, that sort of thing, you know, when you're going to stores.
But it's not even stores. That's the thing. And this is where I totally agree with Jen when she's been, you know, complaining about California shutting down everything that's not the problem. Outdoor dining is not the problem. Being in a park or on the beach, not the problem. More than 70% of the contact tracing has shown that the virus is spreading in small indoor gatherings. So we're a couple weeks after Thanksgiving, and we're going to start to see an even bigger spike. spike. And then after Christmas, same thing. I don't know how people aren't getting it. Don't go into someone else's home if you don't live there. It's pretty simple.
With smaller group, you know, they can make up, they can argue with themselves and they can come up with a reason to do it. This will be okay because, you know, you're just kidding yourself, but that's not
Well, I think you can still do it. You know, there's a lot of people who are worried about Christmas, and we've had, there's someone, I can't remember who it was, on the national level who was like, well, this year Christmas is just canceled.
And I said that.
Well, I don't find that to be acceptable because our lives are really short. I don't find that to be acceptable. But there are things you can do. I mean, if you want to get together with your family, have everybody kind of quarantine for 5-10 days so that
that's,
you can actually...
If you don't have to travel, that's great. Right. But if somebody you can't do it that way. I can't do it that way, but I understand.
Well, the other option is you can be in someone else's home, but you have to wear a mask. That's it. Don't plan the big meal. Just open presents, visit with everybody. You know, you can hug your grandchildren. You can hug everybody. Wear a mask. That's it. It's really not that hard. And people are making this so much more complicated than it needs to be.
The reason that I can't do it is because there aren't any hotels that basically they've pretty much shut down. There's nothing open in California.
Well, California is good.
That's why I'm not doing what I can do. I was looking at the list of things the federal government, not that we need them to tell us this, of who is the most vulnerable. Nursing home residents, people who have underlying conditions, and people who live in low-income communities. So the two, nursing home residents, yep. People with underlying conditions, yep. So when you see attached to their death certificate the fact they died from COVID, you can question that. What I am concerned about are the people, and I haven't really looked at it this way before, although there's certainly been plenty of focus on people who live in circumstances where, you know, they don't have enough to eat or they don't have any place to sleep or whatever it is that is the, whatever the equivalent is or the next line, you're a lower income resident and you have these experiences. But that, you know, they aren't subject to a lot of the same, you know, privileges, if that's what it is, for whatever the reason. I'm not here to tell you that we need to be doing, I gave you the recipe for success when it comes to low-income people or it comes to people who are unemployed, people who are going to lose their homes and that sort of thing. If we hurry up and bring back and incentivize bringing back business to our country, there will be no unemployment. That's a government deal.
That's a good long-term plan, but in the short term, that doesn't save anybody.
It's going to be tough. Yeah. So why would the half of the Fire Department of New York say they will not take the vaccine? Most of the firefighters say they won't be able to get vaccinated when the shot becomes available.
They didn't say that they won't be able to get it. They said that they don't want it.
Right.
And so the union reps are saying that they're gonna start kind of pushing them towards taking it.
Why are they saying they don't want to, though?
Well, because a lot of them are young, they're healthy.
And
so they feel like,
so why would they take a dose from someone who's old and decrepit?
Huh?
That's a good point.
There are a limited number of vaccines right now. So why would
people
who are young and healthy young, like old and decrepit, like but like people who are living in a nursing home might be more in need of a vaccine than a firefighter.
Well, the other thing is a lot of...
When healthy people get it, they typically do just fine, and they are able to recover. So it's about protecting our most vulnerable, and a lot of people are saying, a lot of the stuff that firefighters do to treat people, by the way, God love them, it's outdoors. You know, a lot of it, and they're in protective gear already. So, I don't know. Yeah. I think it's actually responding.
Well, that's a great explanation.
But here's the part of the other problem, and this is why the unions are trying to figure out how to convince the firefighters to get it, because most of them have lung damage already, and it doesn't matter if they're young or however old.
Yeah.
And so initially, when COVID started spreading in New York City in the early spring, you know, we knew it was there in late January, early February, it hit firefighters really hard. They were the first group that got knocked down, and it was before we really even knew what the virus was. So they're worried about that, which is why the union reps want to, you know, they want everybody to get vaccinated. We also still don't know if you've had COVID and you did have a mild case. We still have no idea how that protects you or if it does at all.
Well, that's it.
So
if you've had COVID, do you still need a vaccine? I want
to
know.
That's a great question.
No one knows
the real answer. So
yeah.
It's
I just think the next scary thing. So like living through this, it has been the most scary, crazy, tyrannical thing that we've lived through, I think, all of us together collectively in this country. Mm-hmm. And so then step two is going to be forcing medicine in our arms from the government. And I am all for the vaccine. I am not an anti-vaxxer. I will vaccinate my kids. I've taken vaccines myself. I'll take this vaccine if they tell me that I need it. But I do not enjoy the idea that we're moving towards, you've got to have it on your real ID, you've got to have a chip, you have to have some kind of electric document that's going to file, that's going to travel with you, and that is exactly where we are headed.
On the latest DJV download, we discuss the Masked Singer. Did you catch up on that, Victoria?
Yes, I am caught up. Mm-hmm.
All right, so we can know who were the, were they, didn't they unmask three at the same time?
They did, yep.
Who was it?
It was the Olympic snowboarder Chloe Kim, your girlfriend Taylor Dane, and I forget who the third one was now. I don't remember.
I wouldn't mind having her actually as my girlfriend. She's
She looks good.
Where is Jen McCarthy and all of this stuff? We discussed that. Jennifer McCarthy is one of the mainstays, I think, a Masked Singer. I didn't realize it was her idea, but we talk about that. The passing of Rafer Johnson, and then on the latest DJV download, perhaps the most important part of it, are the overview from attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman of the 12 scams of Christmas. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me, you fill in the blank, because there are a lot of scams out there, and so we give you the warning and where to go to. Check that all out on our daily DJV download, which is at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exogen.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions equal housing matter license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 33.
Asthma symptoms can attack anyone. Like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over the counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table. Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The Queen of Christmas, referred to as such by Victoria Keelan, who's here with Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen on the DJV show. So now Mariah has launched her own line of cookies. They're not as good as the Ebon cookies from Ebon's Bakehouse, by any stretch of the imagination. But anyway, listen, they'll sell because her name is on them. It's a bunch of sweet treats. Mariah's cookies, that's what they're called. Offer boxes of a dozen or a half dozen cookies in several different assortments. Cookies available all year, not just during the holidays. But right now, they're offering a holiday hits box, which includes gingerbread, white chocolate. Why are we selling these? I'm not getting paid for this.
I'm not selling them. She's selling them. Yeah, but everyone knows about this.
Not me. I didn't know about
it. Okay. And I would say the controversy for me is that Mariah Carey does not seem like the type who would be in the kitchen baking. I mean,
cookies?
Maybe she is.
Right.
And yes. I'm stereotyping, but she seems kind of like a glam girl. So it's, you know, I don't know about how much cooking she does, but she also is probably not eating a lot of cookies. Because I watched that new Christmas special, and she looks really good.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
As
how
opposed
many
to Dolly, who doesn't look good at all, who's not eating many cookies either. We were just talking about Dolly's special that was on Sunday night.
I'm so bummed. I didn't see
she
it.
She looked
but
awful. She didn't look healthy.
I didn't think she looked as bad as she sounded. I love Dolly Parton so much.
I do too.
And it just, to me, sounded like she was just a little... I mean, she always speaks quietly when she's talking about, like, something emotional. But she seemed a little more quiet, a little more drawn, and it seemed like her, I don't know if she's got teeth, I don't know, but there's something slipping. There was some slippage going on.
Her face is kind of messy now, and
she's
so skinny.
But that's too bad, because in the CMA Country Christmas, no, the Rockefeller Christmas, I've seen a lot of Christmas specials, the Rockefeller tree lighting, to me, Dolly stole the whole show. She was incredible.
To be, I mean, in full disclosure,
she sounded great.
I saw, this was an hour-long special, I saw about 7 minutes of it, and then I was going to bed is what I was doing, so I shut it off, so I didn't get to, maybe it picked up, but yeah, the piece that I saw, I was like, she seems like she's getting old. She also looked, to offer a little more hope, I saw that the Dolly, you know, the Christmas on the Corner, that with Christine Baranski, Dolly looked and sounded great in that. That's a super cute holiday movie.
I think that was done earlier in the year, though, wasn't it? I don't know. Past summer, I think it was.
But it's a really good Christmas movie. I loved it.
All right. Meanwhile, back at Mariah's joint, 25 and change after the hour, Mariah has teamed with Ariana Grande and Jennifer Hudson for a new Oh Santa video. It debuted on Friday night on Apple TV on one of the most...
This is another cute special.
Tracks. Yeah. This was called Oh Santa. Let's listen to a little of this. So apparently, this was on her original Christmas album in 2010 called Merry Christmas to You, Roman numeral 2. For this new video, the three of them, Ariana, Jennifer, and Mariah, are in festive attire. They unite in Santa's workshop to perform this song with the dancing elves. Theme of the special centered on holiday cheer, the crisis of what is going on at the North Pole. There's only one person who can save the day, and that's Santa's great friend, Mariah Carey. So there you go. In addition to Ariana and Jennifer Hudson, special also features guest appearances by Tiffany Haddish, Billy Eichner, Snoop Dogg. When I think of Christmas, I don't think of Snoop Dogg for some strange reason. Jermaine Dupri and Misty Copeland's in it. Christmas special caps a busy 2020 for Mariah. She spent the year celebrating the 30th anniversary of her debut album, and basically the start of her career, the marriage that she had to
Tommy Mottola.
Tommy Mottola, right.
The first guy,
Was awful. Yeah. She dug through a lot of her vaults to compile the rarities, published a memoir, also reveals she secretly collaborated on an alternative rock album by a band called Check. So there you have it. The update on Mariah and a few tidbits on Dolly as well at 28 after on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet, let's face it, don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, experiences, and smells that are unfamiliar and could potentially be frightening to your dog or even your cat. You know, it's really important to socialize your pets. Whether or not you live in a city, for example, you live in a suburb, sooner or later, your pet may have to go to the city, get them used to the sounds. If you live near a firehouse, they have to get used to the sounds of the siren. You know, the most important thing besides educating your pet is spending time socializing your pet to the neighborhood and all the different sounds and smells, other dogs and people walking by. Very often I'm called in when a dog moves from the suburbs to the city because he can't deal with that change. Well, if you gradually introduce your dog to it, he'll be absolutely fine. The same thing holds true if you're having a baby. Socialize the dog to the sounds of a new baby before the baby comes. This way, if you spend the time socializing your pet, it'll make it a lot easier for him to understand what's going on. I'm Warren Eckstein.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions equal housing matter license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAssets.org number 3030.
Mary's Bistro delivery business is bustling and ready to burst.
Orders 34, 35, and 36 are up. Who's handling these? Hello, Mary's Bistro, now delivering.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The United Kingdom has started rolling out the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech, the first Western country to begin vaccinating its population against the infection from the China virus. 90-year-old Margaret Keenan is the first person in the UK to receive the vaccine at University Hospital, Coventry, England. General Chuck Yeager, World War II pilot and the first person to break the sound barrier in flight, has died. He was 97. His wife, Victoria, announced his passing Monday evening. In 1947, Yeager flew the Bell X-1 rocket 700 miles per hour at 43,000 feet, becoming the first person to break the sound barrier in level flight. He was later portrayed in the book and movie The Right Stuff. Yeager was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1985. Undefeated no more, the Pittsburgh Steelers lost to the Washington football team Monday night. Washington head coach Ron Rivera describes the locker room after the 23-17 win.
Euphoria.
USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
After suffering their first defeat this year, 23-17, Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin gives props to the Washington football team.
I'll start by tipping my cap to Coach Rivera and the Washington football team, and they made the significant plays tonight, and we didn't, particularly in the second half. And I thought that was the difference in the game. You know, we were down in the red area twice, and we went for it on fourth down and didn't convert either. So possession down ball was heavy in this football game, and we paid the consequences of it, of failure in it, such as life in our game. I'm excited about facing the adversity of losing with this group, man, and smiling in the face of it and preparing and getting ready for our next challenge.
The Steelers play the late game next Sunday at the Buffalo Bills. A rare Tuesday night football game will start at 8:05 p.m. Eastern, the Dallas Cowboys at the Baltimore Ravens. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki tells us breakdancing is now an Olympic sport.
There will be a new sport on the program at the 2024 Olympics, breakdancing. The International Olympic Committee voted Monday to add breaking to the Paris program, along with skateboarding, sport climbing, and surfing. Those last three sports will make their Olympic debut in Tokyo next summer. The IOC also announced that competitors at next summer's Tokyo Games wouldn't be staying in the athletes' village for the entire Games to limit possible COVID exposure. Teams will be told to arrive no more than 5 days before their competition and to stay no more than 2 days after. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
A little celebration is always good for the soul, right? 34 after DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. Suppose we ought to spend a little time talking about various election issues. The Georgia election. So, look at this. What a circus. It really is. So, the campaign continued. It's almost as if Trump was running for president still, it seems. working for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. So what's his impact there, do you think, Jennifer? Is there some significant change? Is there any polling? What's going on?
It wasn't much about them. I think that was sort of the disappointment. It was really more, I mean, not that it's a surprise, but he made it more about himself than getting them elected.
Well, I think it was a typical, and this is what he does when he rallies for people. Typically, he did it always. It was about the administration's achievements, what the Republican Party stands for, and then making the sharp contrast between what he thinks the Democrats stand for. So he talked a lot about John Ossoff, which he painted him as a radical left-wing zealot. And then he talked about Senator Perdue's achievements and that he was a leader on pro-American immigration reform. He talked about, of course, the news media. He talked about Kelly Loeffler and her opponent, Raphael Warnock, and about some of his past. So he did mention the candidates, for sure. As far as what his effectiveness is, I still believe that he is the most effective campaigner for the Republican Party. I mean, you can talk about what happened with this election. We could probably go back and forth on it for a couple of hours with all the stuff that is out there.
Well,
but
the
Republicans,
the fraud.
Right. But challenges. Republicans had a really good election cycle. I mean, they picked up a lot of members in the House of Representatives. They did better than all of the polling suggested in the Senate. Many people believed it would just be a done deal for Democrats, at least according to some of the pollsters. So right now, I think it's about who is, I mean, there are a lot of people who are moving the state. I would not want to be an elections person in Georgia because today is the last day to register. So to think about, you know, who's coming in, who's really a legal resident
who's
of
really
Georgia.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. Who really
are
gets
they coming
to vote.
From both sides to try to affect the outcome of the both Republicans and Democrats?
I think there's an effort to try to bring in both sides, yeah. I think that there are a lot of groups, I mean, from the very beginning, and maybe it just seems like it's more Democrats and Republicans because I live in California, and there has been an effort to recruit people from California to go move to Georgia and go vote in the election. And by move, I say go there and stay for a while, take up residence like in a hotel. So there have been groups. In fact, there was a big crackdown in Long Beach. There was a group of people that were activating to go to Georgia to try to move and commit fraud. And that's why the Secretary of State came out a bunch of times and said, yeah, it is a felony to do what you guys are talking about doing. So I don't know. There are a lot of bad actors, I think, that are going to be swarming around this election.
The cybersecurity.
Early voting starts next week, so get ready for it.
Right. Cybersecurity Chief Christopher Krebs, I don't even know who this guy is, he got fired, says it's time for Trump to admit defeat. A lot of other people are saying the same thing, and then there are those who are saying, no, I saw Pence making reference, well, we still haven't got an official leader or official winner yet. You know, that kind of stuff. I think.
Well, that doesn't happen until the 14th anyway. Even if there was no controversy. December 14th
There are people, it depends on who you listen to, that think that this, all of the questioning, whether it was a clear loss for Trump or it wasn't, in the minds of people who are Trumpsters, it was fraud, it was, you know, it was everything bad. And so with 160 million people voting over the course of the election season, and the vote being questioned the way that it is, what about the future? Are we going to believe in the future that what is happening at the polls is legit? Or is this business, the question about whether it was fraud, whether it really was or it wasn't, the suggestion has gotten a lot of people to be uneasy about the process.
One of the things that bothers me is that the people who don't want to entertain the idea of fraud, they just say, well, there is no voter fraud. Which is a complete lie. There is voter fraud every single election. The question is, was it enough to affect the
outcome? Yeah, it isn't new this time around. It's been.
But I think what's bothering me most is that people now, because it's become political, are now like, nope, voter fraud does not happen, is it? Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And I've been questioning this in California, where it happens a lot, and it runs rampant in the state of California. So what I see right now for the rest of the country is that the rest of the country is getting Californian. It's the idea of rolling out new programs right before Election Day. That's what was done in all of the states where there was controversy. Now moving towards a universal mail-in system where you have voter rolls. If you're going to do universal mail-in, that's great. But you have to clean up the voter rolls. And not one Secretary of State has committed to doing that. There are people dead, people who have moved. In L.A. County in 2016... And this has nothing to do with the presidency, because I can tell you right now, no matter what, it's not going to happen for a Republican, at least right now in California. But it matters for the down-ticket races for Democrats and Republicans alike. In L.A. County in 2016, there were over 100,000 fraudulent ballots that were cast in L.A. County alone. That is, it's a huge number, and those are just the ones that they know about. So there are so many things that need to be cleaned up, and because it can go to benefit any party at any time. It's just about who has the ground game to make it work for them. So I don't know. I feel like the right answer is if you're Joe Biden or if you're a Democrat today, we know voter fraud happened. We want to investigate it. We want to make sure that our elections are safe and secure. But we also know and believe that we won this election, and we're going to do our best to move things forward going on. But I'm just not hearing that. So I feel like you've got a lot of people who are just distrustful of the process, and they think because it benefited one party, now it's going to be swept under the rug. And I think that's most upsetting to me because, forget it. Candidates, presidents, they come and go, but the system is something we have to have faith in.
System is weak. The House was supposed to vote on Friday to legalize marijuana. I tried to find. We have our partners and I.
They did.
They did. They voted. Last night we were talking about it, and we couldn't figure out what actually happened. It seemed confusing because of the name of the bill, the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act.
Right. Well, that says it all. They're expunging criminal records for marijuana charges.
Yeah, it does.
The opportunity zones that are going to create for farming marijuana. They want to make sure that it's that there's diversity represented there. So I think that for once there's actually a title that makes sense to me of a bill, because most of them have like the dumbest names.
This is going to be
dead on arrival because Mitch McConnell, he's all about hemp and he doesn't want marijuana. So I don't even know that he'll take
the only reason he's for hemp is because his son's got 6,000 acres of hemp growing in Kentucky.
Right. Marijuana could offset that.
Right. Well, not really. If you know what you're talking about, and I happen to now be schooled in all of this stuff, it doesn't. They're two very different processes and products. Marijuana, and as many people think, hemp is the same as marijuana. That is the dumbest thing. People who say that really need to.
Well, people don't understand that, Doug. You can't say people are stupid if they don't know the difference between two plants. Because cops pull over.
It's the users and the way that it's used. Hemp is becoming a very popular substance in our country. And you got states like Massachusetts to shut it down. I mean, there's the whole business. This particular law establishes a federal tax on legal weed sales, and that's been a part of it. There's a state tax on it. There's a local tax on it. Now, for those of you who don't know, on my farm, I'm going to be growing cannabis, and also we're going to be processing hemp there as well. And so I've been following the last couple of years as we put this program together, the progress of what's going on legislatively. If in fact Mitch McConnell stops this, it's going to take its toll on, I think, some of the people who are maybe in the middle, who are realizing some of the poorer people who are getting benefits from CBD, for example, and seeing how much better it is than having to get hooked on drugs. McConnell calls cannabis the illicit cousin.
Right.
That's just ignorant.
It's ignorant. Right. What the problem, though, is he will, if he remains in power after the Georgia election on January 5th, he will get squeezed because more and more states have now voted to legalize it. I'm in New Jersey. We just legalized it with an overwhelming majority. They sent it to the ballot, and people passed it like 67%.
the business of, and this is something that is so important to me. I talk a lot, both in my private life and somewhat on the air. I have a program that I do called Your Hidden Power. A lot of creation stories, a lot of what goes on in the universe, the sorts of things that are part of our sixth sense. And there's a conversation on board about what happens when you come into this life, according to the theory of the spirit here, you come in, you choose to come in, you pick your parents, you pick the time you're going to be born, that sort of thing. But we don't have any recollection of our past. That's the frustration, I think, that makes it hard for a lot of people to take this on faith. You know, where do we come from? You talk about reincarnation, so how come you can't remember? Well, some people, you know, the deja vu stuff. Some people say, oh, I remember, but you didn't have that experience in this lifetime, so where did it come from? A lot of people are trapped in their own belief, and that's okay. There are people who get, they think that they're promised something in the kingdom that comes, and, you know, I don't know, you can't prove any of it. I just know that there's a lot of faith-based thinking, and it depends on your definition of faith. I have a lot of faith that there is something that happens after we're alive here, but it is frustrating because you can't really, you don't bring it with you, in a manner of speaking. So we address those issues often on Your Hidden Power. I'd invite you to find it wherever you get your podcast, yourhiddenpowershow.com. The most recent podcast, as a matter of fact, is the story of one woman's journey into all of this. This lady, Alva Cracker, is the founder of Majestic Coaching. She helps lots and lots of women who are interested in trying to, especially women of color, Hispanic women, trying to get themselves out of where they are. So there's a, I know, there's just a lot of inspiration. I'd like to think this program is my gift to people who want to be inspired. That's basically the bottom line for it. So you can check it out at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Both and. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. As children, it's very comfortable for us to divide the world into the mindset that things are either good or bad. As we get older, we begin to develop the capacity to understand that life often calls for both and thinking, rather than the more simplistic either or mentality. For example, it's important to understand that you don't have to choose between either having a great career or a great marriage, because it's absolutely possible to have both. The next time you're facing a situation where you believe you're locked into an either-or predicament, step back and ask yourself how you can make it into a both-and. The more that you can set yourself to seeing the possibility of both-and, the more realistic it is for you to achieve it. For more on motivation, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and when I invented my pillow, I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow. You can adjust the patented fill to your exact individual needs. You can wash and dry my pillow. It has a 10-year warranty not to go flat, and it's made in the USA. And now, for a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium my pillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. That's a $40 savings. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Use promo code SUN or call 800-442-0471. That's MyPillow.com. Click the Radio Listener Special Square and use promo code SUN.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Monday means Money Pit time. Money Pit, Tom and Leslie Segretti. Tom, the Kreit. I call him Tom the K. Call me the Kreit. Tom Kreitler is here from the Money Pit. As every weekend, he spends all of his time working around the house so he can be prepared for his Money Pit broadcast. And the Money Pit universe is so broad. The podcast they have a newsletter, they have the radio program, and then from time to time, like this time of year, they've got another sweepstakes going. So we'll talk about that in a matter of moments here. First, I want to get a question in from a fellow listener to us up in the Buffalo area. Name is Andrew. He says his house has developed dark areas where the sheetrock was screwed into the trusses. This is only at the outer edge where the ceiling meets the wall. What's this all about? He wants to know.
Yeah, so Andrew, that's called ghosting, but there's no evil spirits behind it. What's basically happening here is when in that area of, that you describe, right at the outer edge of the truss where it meets the wall, usually that's a tough space to insulate. If you're in the wall cavity or if you're in the attic, you know, your insulation sort of trims off when you get to that area. And that means that that area is colder than the surrounding surfaces. So with that in mind, think about the fact that heat rises. And so as you heat your house, the warm air rises. It strikes that cold area. And what happens when warm, moist air strikes a cold area? It condenses. Just like the water droplets on an iced tea glass on a hot summer day. Except in this case, it cools and it deposits the dirt or the dust that's in the air of your house against that cold surface and it sticks. And so because that happens over and over again over many months, it will tend to darken or actually get dirty. And so what you're seeing is that those stripes are really dirt that's attracted to the cold area and sticks because of the circulation of warm air, the normal circulation of warm air inside your house. I've seen this really, really bad, Doug, in houses where people love to burn candles because they put a lot of carbon in the air.
Yep.
And then you literally get black and white stripes sometimes.
Wow. All right. Well, I wouldn't have thought of that, but that's the candle stuff. It's kind of like when you think about a cigarette smoke, though, that stuff that sticks to the window.
That's right.
It's not good for
and
you.
That's why, because it cools and sticks.
Yeah, got it. All right, so let's see what we have with this sweepstakes, the Holiday Home Decor Giveaway Sweepstakes. This is the last week for people to apply. How does it work?
Yeah, we got 12 sets of tools from our friends at Arrow Fastener. We've got their wire stapler, their high-temp glue gun, their cordless electric staple gun, and the plier stapler, which is handy when you gift wrap. And a supply of glue sticks and staples. Each package is worth $160. It's going out to 12 winners. You can enter at moneypit.com/sweepstakes. Moneypit.com/sweepstakes. And it ends this week. So hop on it. And who knows, you might be sticking a nice gift for yourself under the tree.
As I alluded to it, as we began here, this is an empire. The Money Pit podcast, the Money Pit newsletter. What's the latest? I mean, you have a two-hour show that's on every weekend, so you cover X amount of ground. And then in the podcast, you cover other ground. And so in the newsletter, even more ground.
It's all about the care and feeding of your house. You know, I mean, we talk in the podcast this week, episode 2054, about how to end wall and ceiling cracks, because it's very common this time of year. The heating systems are kicking on. The walls or ceilings are drying out. You're getting some shrinkage, and you get cracks. And the problem is that people tend to fix those by spackling over them, and then they look great, and then they crack again. So we teach you how to fix them right in this episode.
There's no fun in that.
You can fix something else next time.
Yeah, right. All right, also you got some snowblower attention. I bought a couple of snowblowers. I don't buy that stuff new. I bought a couple of used ones from some people that I trust that went through them for each of my home and for the farm. But it's very interesting. These things are all over the place. My friend, the hardware guy's got a boodle of them. And this weekend we had some snow up here, and they were selling like hotcakes. So how do you know what the best ones are?
Well, you really need to buy one that's sized appropriately for the amount of snow and the amount of property you have. Because, as you know, Doug, you have snow throwers, and then you have snow blowers.
Right.
Right? So.
Yep. Good distinction. I hadn't thought about it that way, but throwers and blowers.
And blowers, and then you've got the different stages. You know, the snow blowers have one stage. They scoop it up and throw it. Throwers, they grind it up, and then they shoot it out. And so it really depends on what you're trying to achieve. It's not always bigger that's better, because you may not need that much power.
Yeah. All right. So there you go. Check out that. Don't need a lot of power. You only have a little bit to do. The Money Pit newsletter, moneypit.com newsletter, has a focus on the worst holiday plants, the ones that are poisonous that you better be careful of, especially if you've got animals in the house. So that's it. Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler, here from the Money Pit at moneypit.com. It's 59 past the hour on the...
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.